USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Medical professionals take to court New York's vaccine mandate. Christopher Ferrara discusses the constitutional concerns over the mandate on Fox's Is It Legal?
And they also have the belief that the state cannot compel someone who makes a risk-benefit assessment as to his or her own physical health to receive a vaccine. It's a violation of their conscience, and they hold that belief with a religious conviction as well. And this vaccine mandate overrides standard protections.
U.S. authorities moved some 2,000 people to other immigration processing stations on Friday from a Texas border town that has been overwhelmed by an influx of Haitian and other illegal immigrants, the Department of Homeland Security said on Saturday. Such transfers will continue in order to ensure that irregular migrants are swiftly taken into custody. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Outnumbered co-host Kayleigh McEnany joined Fox and Friends Weekend to discuss General Mark Milley's defending his calls to China.
The bigger allegation is the nuclear meeting, the fact that General Milley inserted himself into the chain of command and then said, let's circumvent the chain of command. All decision-making needs to run through me on our nuclear strikes. That's not how it works. That is not how it works. He is not in the chain of command, and he put himself there, and for that, he has absolutely no excuse.
The Biden administration ban on drones at the new epicenter of the border crisis may not be legal, according to Senate Republicans. The Federal Aviation Administration imposed on Thursday the no-fly zone for drones and other unmanned aircraft in Del Rio, Texas, where thousands of illegal immigrants have amassed. Senator John Kennedy said on Fox and Friends, I believe the reason that they're limiting drone usage is because they don't want the American public to know, and I think this is illegal. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The SpaceX civilian crew splashed down in the Atlantic. Wendy King has more.
Four civilians on SpaceX's Inspiration 4 mission have landed back on Earth. Their return after almost 3 days marked the successful conclusion of the first privately funded orbital spaceflight led by billionaire Jared Isaacman. He donated $100 million to St. Jude's in honor of the Inspiration 4 mission. It was the first Atlantic splashdown in more than 50 years. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Forecasters announced the formation of a new tropical depression in the Atlantic Ocean on Saturday night as the former tropical storm named Odette headed well offshore of Nova Scotia in Canada. Tropical Depression 16 was located 670 miles east of the northern Leeward Islands, forecasters said. It was expected to pass north of the islands on Monday and Tuesday. Top winds were around 35 miles per hour, and the system was moving west-northwest at 14 miles per hour. Forecasters expected it to become a tropical storm on Sunday, at which time it would be named Peter, the next name on the list. Rainfall of 1 to 3 inches was possible for parts of the northern Leeward Islands, including the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico, through Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.